Joining us right now, you know, we've had Chris Matthews on a few times, and from MSNBC and others from MSNBC, and of course, Breonna Keeler from CNN is a regular. She'll be joining us again next Tuesday, a week from today. But right now, I'm very happy to say hello to Joy Reid from MSNBC, a host of AM Joy, and her new book is We Are the Change We Seek, The Speeches of Barack Obama. Joy, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, Steve. Great to talk to you.
I watch you all the time.
Thank you.
Betsy DeVos is in, and it was a historical moment. First time ever, I guess, that the VP, broke the tie on a confirmation for a cabinet member.
Yeah, I mean, Kellyanne Conway was touting that this was history made, and that's true. It was historic, but not probably in the way that they wanted to make history. She essentially barely got through, and the vice president had to come and cast a tie-breaking vote, which just shows how strong the opposition to her was. I mean, I think what was dismaying for a lot of people was that there were some Republicans who expressed grave doubts about her qualifications, even her basic knowledge of education policy, but they voted for her anyway. So
right.
There you go.
Yeah, which is a shame, because out of all these nominations, this one just seems like the craziest in some ways, don't you think?
It's hard to beat Ben Carson for being completely unsuitable for the position
I've already forgotten about him.
But she's pretty bad. I mean, she really didn't seem to know anything about education policy. She's never worked in education, but she is an ideologue who spent a lot of money. She and her husband are quite wealthy, and they've spent a lot of money trying to advance their particular ideology about education in Michigan. The results have not been stellar, so it's worrying, I think, to a lot of people in the education community.
Yeah. And they've begun, the Ninth Circuit here in San Francisco has begun their look at the travel ban case. The attorneys are arguing for both sides right now. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think this is a fairly liberal threesome here?
Sure. I think, the Ninth Circuit is considered one of the more liberal courts. I think there are two Obama appointees on it, and I think there may be one from George W. Bush, but it's seen as one of the most liberal circuits. And the reality is, it's so far, the courts, the third branch of government, is the one that seems to be resiliently standing up for itself against what do definitely feel like, the second branch of government, the Article II branch, the White House really pushing the boundaries of their constitutional limitations and not really getting much of a pushback from Congress. So I think the courts are really standing up for themselves here, and I think that's good because Donald Trump certainly has no problem bullying individual judges. So I think the courts will likely rule against him, but you never know. I mean, there have been plenty of surprises in the last year, so we'll see.
Understatement, huh? Let's talk about the book, We Are the Change We Seek, The Speeches of Barack Obama. Tell us about that.
Well, E.J. Dionne, my friend, who's a Washington Post columnist extraordinaire and best-selling author, we got together, and this was before we knew the outcome of the election even, were approached to do a book where we wanted to put together the 25 greatest speeches of Barack Obama since his time on the public stage began in 2002 with his anti-war speech. We wound up actually with 27 speeches because in the new edition of the book, we include his farewell speech, and we just couldn't stop it at 25, so we actually initially had 26. And it really just sort of, with our introductions to each of the speeches and to the book itself, kind of lays out a case for Barack Obama's real deep belief in kind of the alchemy of the founding of the country, and his relentless hope that even when we seem to be going backwards, we still are overall proceeding toward this more perfect union. So he really believes that. His speeches are very consistent on that. And with the election turning out the way it has, a lot of people have told me that the book has kind of given them a hope and kind of a hope recharge, just given the times we're in.
Yeah, I can't wait to read this because we all have heard him over the last 8 years, but to sit down and actually read him, and I'm a big fan of EJ too, so to see you both introing these and setting the stage, I think it's really cool. And it must have taken a lot of research, right? You had to transcribe all this stuff?
Yeah, we had, well, we just pulled together the speeches. I mean, luckily they're very easily publicly available, and then we had to read them. We read lots and lots of speeches, which was really fun, just trying to figure out which ones we thought were great, which ones we thought fit in. We had to do a lot of cutting, unfortunately. We wound up actually cutting a lot of funeral speeches. He gave a lot of funeral speeches,
yeah.
Barack Obama did, but they were some of his most beautiful work, but we just didn't have room. We didn't want it to be an 800-page dictionary, so we had to cut it down. But it was fun, and it's always fun working with EJ. And when we drew up our initial list of our favorite speeches, it was kind of remarkable that we had a lot of the same speeches on the list, and I think we are in great agreement about Barack Obama. He's one of the, you know, we haven't had that many presidents that are great public speakers.
Yeah.
You know, there's Lincoln, Kennedy, Obama, Clinton, and Reagan, really. So that are known on the public stage for their speaking ability. So it's really unique.
I don't think there's going to be a book by you folks, The Speeches of Donald Trump, anytime.
The tweets, right? Maybe. Maybe the tweets.
The tweets of Trump, yes. That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right. And the book's available everywhere, folks. We Are the Change We Seek, The Speeches of Barack Obama. I'm a big fan of Joy Reid from MSNBC. Thank you so much. I hope we can talk again.
Thanks so much. Would love to do it again.
All right. Thanks, Joy.